Are you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though radios everywhere say this PC can't run Battleborn Tech, we boot up on KNVC FM 95.1 and stream on knvc.org Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific, giving a health check to PCs and your tech. We're calling out for call-ins, 775-241-3571 anytime. Our electronic assistant will listen to your tech puzzle without judgment and get you some help or at least sympathy. That's anytime at 775-241-3571. Battleborn Tech has the opinions from Christy, Joe, and our callers. These are not the opinions of Computer Core and KNVC. No refurbished opinions here. We mint them shiny new for you.
Yeah, that's right, folks. You call in, leave a message, and we'll call you back and just have a lovely chat with you about whatever your problem might be, and then we'll put that on the air. So, Christy, before the show started, we were talking about a Wadsworth constant, not a Wheatstone bridge, but a Wadsworth constant. What's that?
Well, Wadsworth constant is coming up on 10 years old, starting out on Reddit, and it was the observation that the first third or 30% of any video on YouTube is pretty much filler and fluff and can be skipped without much trouble. Now, sometimes on a search result, you can actually find a link to the portion inside the video that has the answer to your question. But also, there are extensions. If you check for Wadsworth constant extensions in your favorite browser, Firefox and Chrome has them for sure. And Chrome, when a Chrome has it, everybody has it. You can put in a Wadsworth constant to click and skip the first 30% of the YouTube and see if that saves you some time. I'm going to be checking out these Wadsworth constant extensions and see if they can save me some time and get me some solutions for the tech problems that I run into.
Well, the other thing I've never understood is unboxing videos. You're taking something out of a box. I don't see the value in those kind of videos myself, but I'm sure someone does. Maybe it's like an ASMR thing.
Or maybe it's more an art video as opposed to a tech video. Isn't this beautiful? Look at the presentation. Some people are into that.
True. It's like collectibles. You want to leave them inside the box or they're worthless or something like that. Well, we've got two phone calls today, and we're going to start off with the first phone call. It's Lee, and Lee had a question about Wi-Fi troubleshooting.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, it's Lee, and I just wanted to tell you about a problem I was having with connectivity and how you helped me solve that. I wanted to go over that, thought it might be of interest to folks.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, it's sort of a house call for Battleborn Tech, but tell listeners what's started and what was the problem? What was the presenting issue if we're being counseling people here?
Yeah, well, the presenting issue was that my computer wouldn't work for me over there, even though I'd been online over there many times in the past. But then there was kind of this long hiatus because of COVID and stuff. And so when I went back and I was trying to get my computer to access their internet network, it said that I was online and it never asked me for the password, but it wasn't online.
All right. So the little so you're on Wi-Fi, we're assuming Wi-Fi, right?
And yes,
you didn't plug in a wire. Okay. So, wires are always good, when you're trying to figure out craziness of, Wi-Fi, but, so the Wi-Fi said connected. You said online. I imagine it would say connected.
Yeah, it said connected. That's
okay, correct. Okay, but it lied because you couldn't get out on the
exactly.
on the web or the internet.
And, that's exactly how it seemed to me. And, you know, I did go in and look at all the wires, but part of the problem for me, like a lot of people who aren't that computer savvy, I didn't understand all the mess of devices in our church office and what devices did what, and so where could the problem be?
Yeah, so when I went down there and I tried to connect and I got the same thing connected, but no internet. So and it said possibly no internet, and I go, so what I looked at is boxes. There was many boxes. You are correct, Lee. There was a box for the internet. One of the routers, the coax cable, came in and hooked up to one box that went out to the computer. Another box looked exactly like it, but that one came out and it had a little dongle on the back, and the phone came out of that. So you had phone service and internet service both going into boxes. So those boxes seemed to be happy. They had lights on the front and seemed to be no, wait a minute. Those boxes, one box was completely dim, no lights, no power, nothing.
Flat the, one that had the password on the top.
Right, right. And it turned out it was plugged in, but you pulled the plug out of the wall and I pulled the plug out of the back of it. We both plugged them both in, and then it all worked. So I came up and the lights started coming up. What you want is a lot of lights on it. Now, the confusing part was the router, the thing with the little antennas on it, which was connected to the box that was out of power, was running fine, was very happy, and was happy to give out connections to computers and phones and say, okay, hey, welcome to the network. But then it couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
It sort of could not get you further than the connection to the wireless router, and then it went out to the what's called a modem, although they don't modem anymore. And there was nothing there. It was turned off. So over the month, it got moved a couple times and the wire just fell out. And that was plugging in, as we have a saying, you know, it works better when it's plugged in, but it was plugged in. It was just loose.
Yeah.
So,
and then it really helped me that you helped me identify what each of those little boxes on the desktop does and, you know, what did make it more complicated because we have like extra printers and we have the two computers, so there's kind of wires going all over the place. I want to go back to something you said, because you, when you were specifying, I was trying to get it to connect by Wi-Fi, but you said something that I didn't think of. You said, well, you didn't try to plug it in, but could I have gone in the office and tried to hardwire it in somewhere?
Sure.
And how would I have done that?
Well, a couple places. The first place you might try is there's usually a couple wired ports on a wireless router, and you can plug it in there. You would get the same thing. You would get connected, but no internet in this case. But so then what you would do, you would say, maybe it's the wireless router problem, and though that box with the antenna is a problem.
Yes.
So then you would go over to the modem box, unplug the wire that goes from the modem box to the wireless router. You're sort of going upstream there. And you unplug temporarily the wireless router and plug your computer directly in to see if you can get out without, you know, eliminating the wireless router in case that one is acting up. But eventually what you would determine when you did that, you would see, well, this thing doesn't have any lights on it. It turned off. There should be many lights. So, another good thing for you to do, and you know, you pointed this out about I don't know what's going on, is to take a look, maybe even write down a little note on the device saying, what does it look like when it's working? Like saying, hey, it's working now. You should be, you know, these three lights on and the fourth one blinking. There's various combinations. Sometimes all colors come in, blinking comes in. Sometimes all of them green means it's happy. But it might be good to take a time to, when it's working, to actually write down a little sticky note. This is what it looks like when it's working.
Well, but, you know, honestly, I didn't really recognize that one as a router because it looks so different from the other two, which are similar to the one at my house.
Yeah.
So I didn't quite know what that one did. But just to recap what you're telling me, if I had wanted to try it by plugging it in, I would have actually gone back to that same wireless router. I would have had to know which one that one was and plug into that.
Yeah, and then you'd be, and then it wouldn't work.
That it wouldn't have worked, right? And then
no, it wouldn't work.
It was plugged in because I would have seen that the lights weren't working.
So you, well, then you go upstream. See, the wireless router is one with the antennas, and that's downstream from the box that connects to the coax, which is like antenna cable. I don't know, old style TV cable.
Yeah.
That is where the internet gets from the long distance internet over coax to useful internet over networking and Cat5e or Cat6 wiring. So, yeah, eventually you would and you might have even knocked it enough to boot it up and make the connection there. But another good thing when you work a thing is unplug everything on both ends and plug everything back in. I mean, make sure the connection's good and also resets the devices, which is sometimes all you need. In fact, when internet's going crazy, sometimes you can have power and they'll tell you unplug where the coax cable, the antenna thick round cable comes in, unplug that box, wait a while, it varies, and then plug it back in. And sometimes that's all you need to get it sorted out. So unplugging and plugging in is good. Knowing what it looks like when it's both to work is good. Eliminating potential problems or bottlenecks by going upstream, if you will, plugging in your computer and say, well, I know it's not the Wi-Fi because I got it plugged in, my computer's good. It's nothing about passwords, because we had some questions about what the password was, you know, because that's immediately what you think. I got the wrong password.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I think that'd be helpful. I'm glad you're up online and back in the church, and best wishes for some internet-enabled worship, I guess, out there.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for helping us in all those matters. And being a regular visitor at our church and being our moderator, it's greatly appreciated. And your computer expertise is the icing on the cake, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sitting here saying, please, and then shaking my head. Yes. So thank you for that unsolicited testimony for Battleborne Tech. And you can have good experiences with Battleborne Tech too, 775-241-3571. That's 775-241-3571. You don't have to limit yourself to half hour. You can call in and get your own special session on Battleborne Tech. Hey, Lee, thanks for calling, and best wishes to you.
Thank you, Christy. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Checking all the connections and restarting everything. Power cycle is a fancy term for turning everything off and back on, is a great way to start out your search for the problem. Eliminating devices from the connection to the internet until the problem eliminated is next. Like, she could have directly plugged in a laptop directly into the router to see, instead of into the Wi-Fi switch that had the little antennas on it, and see if she got out that way, and then add stuff in until things broke, and then know that's the component that's a problem. If you have a trouble figuring out which is with, like Lee did, here's some things to think about. You might have two routers, one router for the phone, and you can tell that because the cable goes in and the phone cord comes out. Now, remember, phone cords just have the four wires, and they're a little bit thinner than a network wire, but they look the same form factor. The other one would have a cable going in, and out comes a network wire, and that would have a little wider, and that would have eight wires on it and a little bit wider than a phone cord. You never want to plug a phone cord into a network port, because wires connections have power automatically in them. Way back when, they wanted to light up those lights on the Princess phones. And so it has a little bit of power in it, and that can really mess up your network connection, even blow it. So what you would do is check which one of those you're working with. And then also, if you want to know, well, where's the wireless come from? Sometimes it comes from the router supplied by the your ISP, your internet service provider. It almost always will have an antenna on it. Some of them sneak in there with an internal antenna, but those aren't the very good ones. The good ones or the add-on ones always have little antennas sticking out from them, and they will be plugged directly into the router, and then from there send out the wireless signal. And most of them also have wired connections as well. So those are the three things you're working on. You're looking at the sort of the flow from the wall to the router that has the networking coming out, and then from the networking to the router with the little box with the antennas. I got to make sure all those are lit up and happy and working to make sure that you can get your internet out from there. Lee was particularly upset because she could connect to the wireless portion. The wireless box was happy and routing and running, and but the actual box that brought the internet into the house and over to the router, that was unplugged, or the connection was a little loose. So the router was happy. He goes, well, look, I'm connected, but there's no internet. And of course, you know, you're at the computer, so you start checking your internet connection and rebooting your computer and doing all sorts of things. And here it was, it was unplugged.
Check your connectors always. You know, we were going to have a lovely chat over a cup of tea. However, we need to move on to another phone call, or else we'll be overrunning our welcome here on the radio station. So we got another phone call here. It's another long one. This is Rachel, and she has a question about home security.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I was calling about some security systems. I've been looking into what would be best for my home. Ooh. I just moved into a new home, a first-time home buyer.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you happy or scared or both?
A little bit of both. I've had a lot of unsolicited people knocking on my door.
Oh, really? And,
yes, a lot of people wanting to trim my trees and rake my leaves. And
oh, okay.
And, of course, the security systems.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is, do you know what you're looking for in this security system? Do you want it monitored or not is the big dividing line? Or are you going to brew up one yourself? Those are a couple of things.
Yes. Right now I can't even see out of my door because I don't have a window that I can look out of in the front door. So I'm having to go to the bedroom if I want to see who's out there.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there's a lot of camera systems out there. There's Ring Video doorbell's got a big thing, but they also share that with the police, and some people love that and some people hate it. Something to be aware of. But Ring Video doorbell, I've had experience with that, and that works fairly well. If you want to see who's out there, though, you know, there could be a little peephole in the door. You can do that as well. That's not too hard to put in. You don't have one of those. Don't have a little eye hole, a low tech eye hole.
Yeah, I don't. I've considered that as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the great thing about the Ring, at least for me, or any kind of video doorbell system, is that when you're not there, you can see who's at the door. And I get a lot of deliveries at home, and so I get to see them drop off the packages. And I think there's a little bit of deterrent if somebody comes by and they want to do some porch piracy and they see a camera up on there. They go, well, I'll go on the next one. Most of those can go without a subscription, but they don't really store it for any amount of time. What they get you for is that they have a charge if you want to store it and look at it later. So if you can't look at it right when it goes off, you may be paying for storage on that. I guess that's a security system. Are you looking for something like SimpliSafe is one of the ones along with others that have, you know, like they check the windows to see if the windows are closed, the doors are closed, that kind of stuff. Is that what you're looking at? Some kind of like
that? Yeah, I've got a lot of ads popping up on the social media, letting me know of all the different companies out there. And there's all sorts of different sensors that you can get.
Okay. And so what are some of the things that you've looked for and looked at?
Well, there's a glass break detection, water leak detection, carbon monoxide, smoke alarm.
Oh, that is definitely a good thing to have. Is in fact, most zonings require that. Do you have smoke detectors, smoke alarms, that kind of thing?
Right, panic buttons, and then there's also an alarm that's like a 100 decibel.
No.
Alarm that alerts your whole neighborhood.
the crazy thing you have to ask that is, would anybody notice if the alarm went off? Would anybody respond? It depends on the neighborhood, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, so that's something to think about as well.
Right. And a lot of websites are allowing you to create your own package. And so I was trying to figure out, what exactly do I need? What is just something that would be extra and what is, essential for protection.
Well, I think you want to look who see who's at the door. I think that'd be a plus. I think that'd be essential.
Definitely.
Of course, there's some the classic company out there is ADT to get some more names out in there. Front Point is another one out there. And the difference with that, you kind of look at the price that they're charging per month versus what you want. I mean, they can be, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever, on up. You may want to start, you can start with a peephole. one of those people
that's
that came
true.
By, guys, can you put a, you could probably do that with a drill, you could put those in. And that'd be a huge step forward. Are you home a lot or are you gone a lot? Or it's hard to tell with this pandemic.
Yeah, I'm working at a school, so I'm gone during the day.
Okay.
So, and I'm mostly home and my cat's home too.
Okay.
All day, so.
There's even remote things to amuse your cat, and you can check in on your cat too. So you may want to take a look at that. There's cameras that are made just for cat people to watch them, watch their cat run around and play with them even. So that's something you can think about when you're looking at things. So I think so you want glass breaking and door locking, that kind of stuff, or?
Well, I just wasn't sure what was something that was just an extra protection, or what is something that would be just kind of my basic need in the security system, the extra peace of mind for a, single woman living alone.
Yeah. Well, you could get a dog.
That's true.
There's lots of technology where they actually have recordings of barking dogs. So that's fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And there's also a little technology that actually, instead of a television, it's light, a flickering light that looks like the television's on. So if you could run that even during the day, a lot of people do that at night when they're gone for a weekend or something, they run that little TV flicker light and people are like, oh, there's someone in there watching TV. So that those are kind of low-tech, non-subscription-based things that you can get. I think what you want to look at, cameras are good, and they're not a subscription. So maybe you want to start with some kind of a camera system, and you can decide whether or not you want recording, but you definitely want to see that. And now there are, Google and Amazon with their Alexa and Google Home. You might want to go that way instead of a dedicated security system. You might want, if you have a smart home, do you have any of those devices, Alexa or? I'm triggering all the devices on the video.
I actually got an Alexa device, the Echo Show, as a housewarming present. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that can definitely be hooked up to a camera, and it can show you who's at the door through that camera device, and same with any of the of the major smart home things. Maybe you want to go that way if you're going into the – and Alexa also is coming out with monitors for air quality, among other things, that can talk to Alexa. Most of the things can talk to Alexa, Google Home, or any of the other smart home things, the different hubs and things. And maybe you want to go that way instead of just a strictly security one.
That's something to consider.
You can also hook in, you can buy extra on things so that you can call out just by yelling or just by talking to your smart home device. Maybe you would like that as a peace of mind that you could call out. Also, with those smart home devices, you can do things like turn on lights. When I live alone, I kind of like to have lights on, especially when I hear bump in the night that I can't blame on an animal, a dog or a cat I got. I like to turn on lights. So maybe you want to go with the smart home kind of setup, add some cameras. You already got the screen display, add some lights that you can, at my house, I come home and I yell to my smart speaker, I'm home, and the lights go on, all through the house. So, I get a little creeped out coming into a dark house. I can't see anything. So I come in, I even got one in the garage so I can yell, I'm home in the garage and the lights go on in the house. And there's nothing hidden in the shadows or anything. That'd be something, just for some peace of mind. If you feel a little creepy at night, you can turn on all the lights. And also you can get another box that will hook up to the phone that will call and do a call. And you can do all that with your voice command. So maybe that's what you'd be more comfortable with rather than a security system that will only do stuff if glass breaks. I mean, that's kind of hard to write that check month after month. Well, no glass broke this year.
That's true. And you have to pay extra for the monitoring.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you want to just go on with the lean into the smart home and enjoy some of the added benefits with that, along with the secure features of them. And I think more and more are going into the smart home rather than a dedicated security system. So there you go.
Well, thank you for your help.
All right. Well, thanks for helping me think through this. About that. That was good. And congratulations on the new home and for calling the good folks here at Battleborn Tech. Be like Rachel, 775-241-3571. That's 775-241-3571. Rachel, hey, give us a call back when you get it set up and tell us how it's going and how secure you're feeling and your peace of mind, and any additional tips when you get further on down the security road.
Yeah, I'll be sure to check back in.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Rachel, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Many options other than this home protected by monitor security system is available now. It used to be you didn't have a whole lot of choice in security systems. And smart home systems, whether you go with the Google or you go with Amazon Alexa or some other ecosystem out there, of course, Apple has one as well. Those smart homes are slowly moving into security, and unlike security, it's not that you get benefit from them besides just sort of waiting for something bad to happen. You can control your lights and your heating and all sorts of things. Take notes. I keep shopping lists on my smart speaker. But also think about, well, can I get what I need and get peace of mind from a smart home system and all the options that goes on to it? Anything from a smart doorbell to floodlight cameras that come on when motion is detected might serve your needs and keep your anxieties at bay a lot better than just a limited security system.
Well, anyhow, Christy, this wraps us up for yet another week of Battleborn Tech. Any words of wisdom going out?
Hey, we pressed Control End of this week's Battleborn Tech session, but Control V and insert yourself into a future show by calling anytime, 775-241-3571, or questions with an S at battleborn.tech. Yes, that's battleborn.tech.